Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Concierge Coaches Show with Bruce Cameron and Justin Nimmergood, only on LA Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to another exciting episode of the Concierge Coaches Show here on LA Talk Radio. I'm Bruce Cameron, along with Justin Nimmergood.
Justin. Happy Monday, everyone. Everyone's had a great weekend wherever you are in the country or over, you know, or all over the world for that matter. And you're staying safe. You're staying COVID-19 clean and clear. I know we, at least at the Nimmergood household, had a very, say, uneventful weekend. Lots of reading, lots of reflection, and honestly, just pretty easy going, because we got a little rain actually on Saturday there. It's cold and kind of rainy. What about you, Bruce? How did you guys celebrate the weekend or the COVID weekend?
Yeah, about the same. Man, it was a little chilly. I think it was in the high 30s west of here, believe it or not. And I live more on the open prairie. Justin has at least foliage at his house. I have cattle land and scrub trees and lots of wind. So similar thing, Justin, just, you know, kind of hunkering down at the house. It's kind of fun to get into the deep freeze and see what was frozen in years past. And let's bring that to life and eat that and possibly avoid a trip to the store. Spending time with family, you know, my kids are a little bit younger than yourself, but it's just been fun to hang out and spend some quality time with family, and it's kind of a reminder, you know, of the blessings, the things that we should be grateful for, and you know, just having faith, you know, that we're, everybody is out there doing their part to flatten the curve, and hopefully we'll come out of this soon. I know down here in Texas, if it gets to be 105 degrees for more than a couple of days, ain't no COVID living in that, baby. I'm just saying. But however, sadly, it looks like Seattle out here. It's kind of chilly, kind of virusy out there. So we're gonna continue to stay safe. And you know what an interesting time this is, Justin, because a lot of businesses out there that are small businesses are struggling. Some have already shut down. And so I know today, Justin, you have your business hat on, and which is good. It's a blessing. And you have a lot of business resources and ideas for small businesses. And some programs, actually, you're going to give an overview of some programs that are available. So I know our listeners are going to want to stay tuned for some of the benefits that are out there for folks. So Justin, so what are your thoughts on the business front?
Well, yeah, absolutely. And before we get into that, I did want to just add and share, you know, how, in my opinion, this has been actually somewhat, you know, not even somewhat, it has been meaningful to get back to some of the basics and have the quality time with family and all that. I would beg to say that have been really lost in recent years, especially here in America, known as the land of freedom, the land of opportunity, and the land of business, quite candidly. So having everything come to all but a standstill, by and large, I mean, not completely standstill, it almost feels like we're kind of stuck in a time capsule. I don't know if you feel the same way, Bruce, or not, but it's been pretty interesting. It's like being transplanted back decades ago, but with all the modern technology that we have today. And so it's been very, very interesting. It's like, obviously, you know, we have social media and we still have, again, modern day technology. But other than that, a lot of the other stuff is like, you know, back in the 50s or 60s or whatever. I mean, some people would say as far back as the Great Depression, which was sort of the last time that the stock market plummeted like it has in recent weeks here. But it's just an interesting time. And so I did want to speak on the business front and some of the business opportunities, and I'd say federal, we'll call them federal programs that are out there. But before we did, I want to just talk, you know, for a bit on the personal front on how this is really impacting people personally. Because to be honest, folks, you can't ignore the reality of the situation, the gravity of the situation. And if you aren't good personally, if you're not good on the inside, if you're depressed, if you're struggling on the inside, then it's going to be very, very, almost completely, you know, impossible to be successful on the business front. Case in point, the most successful business people on the planet right now who are quite well on the inside are even struggling. So do you think people that aren't well, you know, aren't mentally fit, aren't physically fit, don't have, you know, kind of the mental fortitude and toughness right now, are going to be successful on the business front? No. So I bring this up and, you know, want to have a little conversation with Bruce here around it, that mental fortitude and toughness right now is paramount. As we enter into the new norm, you know, I would strongly encourage anyone and everyone out there, use this opportunity to seriously, and I mean seriously, invest into personal development. And if you don't know what personal development is, well, you found the right show then. You found the right show. But, you know, for all of you that are following and are actively involved in personal development, I'll be honest, I was sort of perturbed by myself and my lack of personal development growth over the last year or so leading up until COVID hit. And it made me really reflect on what, you know, is going on in the world, but also what is going on with me. And it's like they say, if you're not growing, you're basically dying. You're standing still at a minimum, but you're basically dying. And at a time when so many people are really dying, you have to absolutely invest in yourself right now so that you're more aware. Because when you're more aware, or said differently, when you know better, you do better, right? That's a common expression, you know, that I've used over the years and, you know, personal development phrase. So take this time right now to learn more, to do more. Try a new hobby. If you haven't, you know, obviously if it's COVID safe, try a new hobby, you know, or reignite an old hobby that has maybe gone to the wayside for quite some time. I know for me, one of the things I'm extremely excited about is tomorrow. I'm actually, you know, I've been out here in Texas since the 22nd of February. You know, moved back here the 22nd of February. And, you know, I've had some of my remaining belongings out in California that are finally going to get shipped out here tomorrow. So I'm super excited about that. And one of those is my set of golf clubs. And even though I haven't played very much in the last couple of years, you know, first of all, I love the sport. Second of all, actually, it's one of the few things that seems to be somewhat unimpacted. Actually, if anything, it's been impacted positively by this whole COVID pandemic. I went out to the range, I went out to Cimarron last week. Hit some golf balls, did a little practice session out there, or we call it team meeting jokingly, but it's definitely not a municipal course, it's a country club. And I found myself just, again, peaceful, one with nature, but I was actually quite surprised. The entire parking lot was full. I mean, it was packed. It was last Friday, actually. So, or not Friday, as in a couple days ago, the Friday before that. It was packed, though, because it's one of the few activities you can do and be coronavirus-free and coronavirus clear. Mm-hmm. So maybe it's golf. Maybe it's swimming, right? Maybe it's cycling or running. I've actually been doing a lot of running, which was not part of my standard workout before, but I found a nice little, you know, 5K trail that I've been doing, you know, to work out because obviously all the gyms are shut down. Mm-hmm. So you have to find new ways or you have to find new workouts to adopt as your own. I've been reading like a madman. I mean, I've been just indulging books, very heavily, you know, reading in the Bible every morning, just feeding my mind. And I can tell you, honestly, since I moved back to Texas, I have not turned on the TV once to watch a TV program. Now, I have admittedly watched some movies, probably about one movie a week or something like that, right? Just kind of to, you know, shut down and pivot a little bit. But I have made a conscious choice through this whole pandemic and my own, you know, personal development path that I'm on to invest in myself, to feed my mind. They say your mind in is like the can be oftentimes be the gateway to your soul. And so if you're feeding your mind good, positive affirmation and knowledge, your soul is going to be aligned to that as well. You know, and it's like the old book, Think and Grow Rich, right? We can truly manifest what we want. I don't mean to get all spiritual, but the reality is a lot of people get in their head and too much, and they're not connected, you know, head to heart or head to, you know, heart and soul. And when that happens, you end up manifesting, negative situations. Write your goals down. I mean, this is another big one. And actually, it does tie into the business stuff. So I hadn't wrote my, Bruce, I'm ashamed to say it, you know, as a coach, but I probably hadn't written my goals down wrote my goals down in over a year.
Well, you've had a lot, go on in recent months. Yeah. And you are definitely making this large positive transition. So you're right. It'd be, probably be time to do that.
Probably time to do that, right? So I use an exercise. And again, for any of you listeners out there that want a copy of this, I'd be happy to share it with you following the show. Just reach out to me. You can direct message me or reach out to me through my website, which we'll share all the links at the end of the show and post-show. It's called the Wheel of Life. The Wheel of Life. It's an exercise I borrowed in going through the Tony Robbins training, and which I went through several of his programs. And if you don't know who he is, follow him on YouTube. Follow him on every social media platform possible. The man is an absolute genius when it comes to personal development. But the Wheel of Life exercise looks at 8 different facets of your life, everything from personal development, as you might expect, to financial, to physical environment, to romantic, you name it. There's 8 different areas that it looks at, right? And so I strongly encourage you to, and I actually have used that as my backdrop for writing my goals, essentially, right? Because before I might just write down some business or some financial. But the whole purpose of a Wheel of Life exercise is it really looks at the whole life picture. And the idea is simply, if you were to have an axle, you know, and the axle is representative. So imagine you've got this wheel and you have this axle. And you can go on a scale of 0 to 10. So you draw a circle, and each one of the 8 areas is like a pie on the pie chart, right? And it has the score from 0 to 10. And you fill in the scores on a scale of 0 to 10 of your current snapshot. Well, if you're all 1s or 2s, or maybe you have some 1s and some 3s and some 5s, you have basically what they call an axle or a wheel that's misshapen. And so any of you that know anything about physics know that you can't get very far on a non-circular wheel. It just doesn't work. You might get a couple yards, a couple feet, but it just doesn't work out so well. So the whole idea of the exercise and of the goal setting process is you be honest with yourself, be real and raw with yourself about where you actually are today. This is the hard part, folks. This is the part where I know you would want to believe you're all 10s, but be brutally honest with yourself. If you're a 1 or you're a 0, and I'll be honest, I had a couple of those areas, be honest with yourself. Mark it down. Because the only way you can get better and the only way you can actually transform and truly develop yourself personally is to take this exercise seriously. So mark them accordingly. And then on the outside, and again, I do this because it's a one-pager document is what it's meant to be, a living, breathing document for you. Then you write out your current status, and then you write out your goals. And I recommend one-year goals. You can do 6-month goals and things inside of 1 year, but I don't recommend, at least for purposes of this exercise, anything longer than a year, because especially in the day and age we live in, everything moves so quickly, although I know we're somewhat slowed down right now by coronavirus. But everything moves so quickly, and people's goals shift accordingly. So 1 year is about right for this type of exercise. And you write these goals down section by section. So maybe, again, financially, you know, you want to make a certain amount in the next 12 years. You want to save a certain amount in the next 12 years, and you want to invest a certain amount in the next 12 years. Those are three pretty good financial goals, right? And you write those down. So you do this for all eight areas. And at the end of it, you'll have a current and future state snapshot of your wheel of life. This exercise, I'm ashamed to say I haven't done it in a while, but I'm reminded of why I did. When I was doing it, it's amazing when you look back on it, virtually everything I ever wrote down, I accomplished. And it might not have been in the exact timing. That's the other thing that's key, is when you write these goals down, you have to write the timeline associated with it. So I want to save, I don't know, 100 grand by December 31st of 2020, right? You have to have specificity. You have to have SMART goals. But if you actually do this, you do it correctly, and you write SMART goals, you will be absolutely astonished at the type of transformation, the type of just absolute execution you're going to be able to achieve. This goes back to my point earlier. When you speak it into the universe, when you think it into the universe, thinking grow rich, it's amazing how that happens, because you've set a clear intention. So I say all that, and I suggest all that on kind of more of the personal front, although it definitely, you know, it definitely teeters over into the business front too. This is a perfect time to do these sorts of activities. Yeah. This is a perfect time. I mean, everyone, you know, rather than sitting around eating bonbons and you know, Netflix binging and whatever, which, you know, it's okay to do a little bit of that. But like, I've been seeing a lot of posts on Facebook. I know everyone's going crazy for the series called Ozark, I guess, right now. Yeah. Which I caught an episode, part of an episode. I walked into the family room, and my parents were watching it and binging on it or whatever. I'm like, wow, okay, you know, seems interesting, but whatever. Rather than doing that, feed your mind, people. Feed your mind. And that's not any discredit. I know the actors and actresses need to be fed too, although I think all their deals are done and they're paid for. Don't worry about that. It's your time. Be a little bit selfish and be a little bit independent right now, and take this time to feed yourself, feed your mind. You'll be absolutely astonished at what happens as a result of it. So I don't know, Bruce, you know, are there any, I'd be curious to hear from you, are there any activities, things like that, that you have done using the extra time or the reflective time, if you will, you know, during this COVID pandemic, yourself?
Absolutely. What I have done is kind of done a review of the past month to see where my peak performance issues may be or whatever, and then say, okay, I really need to be doing this, this, and this. I know I'm not going to beat our listeners down, but I have made some very, very significant moves with my website, a Facebook group that I own, and a YouTube channel, and continue to kind of create a vortex with those three mediums, and really kind of seize the moment on that technology, because investing in your website, investing in things that get you backlinks, investing in things that get you exposure, man, it's priceless, because it's like buying stock when it's low and selling high, because it just sits there and percolates in Google, and finally you start to index and you get more exposure. So what I'm trying to do is during this downtime is to say, okay, what are some things I can do to really enhance my earning capability once the economy comes back? And it will come back. It'll come back in this kind of graduated way. But so just kind of taking and look, I mean, a hard look at myself, you know, a hard look, not like what's in a non, you know, being judgmental, but not in a bad way. It's like, okay, I could have done this, I could have done that, I didn't do this, I didn't do that. So, yeah. And then writing down the action steps, that lead to that goal. So yeah, pretty much the same thing. And, it's kind of good. Like you said, I hate to say it, it's been good, because it's forced, I have time on my hands to look at myself and make some peak performance goals. And it's easy to eat or chill or whatever, but also just, and it's good to be with family. Don't get me wrong. But man, taking the time that I wouldn't have ordinarily given myself for self-improvement, looking at some things, for instance, I looked at some high net search terms off of Google and kind of compared them to an algorithm. And I'm like, okay, I need to do a video that talks about this in the headline. I need to do a video that kind of matches what people are looking for in Google. So I would have never done that, Justin. I mean, I could give three craps about that, even though I know it's stuff that's over my pay grade. I actually did take a look at it and did a spreadsheet on it. So anyway, so yeah, I think this is a time for self-reflection and some goal setting. And that way, once the economy does recover, you'll be ready.
Isn't it kind of funny that, you know, probably what, about 2 months ago, what was the common, I mean, I can just replay it in my own mind that when you would talk to most anyone just to touch base or catch up, you know, the conversation would go something like, hey, how are you doing? Oh, good, good, busy, you know, busy, yep. Busy, right? Everyone was busy. And now all of a sudden it's the opposite.
Yeah.
Where everyone's got time on their hands.
Everybody's answering the phone.
Everyone's
this
answering
is the time to call people because they're at home, right? And
they're yeah. just waiting for that phone.
Or they're trying to earn a buck, you know, so they're going to answer the phone.
Exactly. I just, listen, whatever higher calling, higher power you call to, or don't, I am of a very strong belief right now that this was ordained and part of the higher order plan, because I think for quite some time we as a human population have gotten lazy. We've gotten lazy in terms of our personal relationship, complacent, you know, or complacent in terms of our personal relationships, how we handle them, how we stay in touch with people, complacent in terms of things like the goal setting that I was talking about or that Bruce was talking about, right? We have fallen into the vortex. You used it in a good way. I'm going to use it in a negative way for a moment. I'll call it quicksand, actually. Let's keep them separate. But the quicksand of defining our lives based on the quote-unquote time that we associate it with, and I hate to break it to everyone out there, but time is really quite an illusion. Now, the way that the whole world has been affected by this pandemic has obviously created more time-based opportunities, but the reality is your decision to act upon those time opportunities is the same as it always has been. I think people are just more aware of it now because the collective is facing the same global challenge. That's my perspective on the matter anyway, but I'm no expert. But I think it's been really fun actually to see, as much as it sucks and I know everyone's challenged right now and whatnot, look at it through the positive light, right? I mean, do your best to see the positivity in this. Imagine what this will do for us. Yes, we're going to go through a very difficult and challenging, certainly economic time, physical time. I mean, on Friday, you know, I have a Friday morning men's small group for church. Every Friday morning we meet, and now we're meeting over Zoom, obviously. So that in itself, right, is kind of weird because you're like, well, we're used to like seeing each other and hugging each other, embracing each other. You know, one of the six basic human needs, and I'm not going to go through all of them right now, but is love and connection. And so every person has two what we call leading values, and love and connection, at least for me, is one of my top two. And so I'm sure others out there, you know, that are listening or are listeners, that's one of yours as well. So we're at a time where your leading value has been stripped away from you. It has literally been stripped away from you and how people are reacting or not reacting. And I think it's created this complete, and I know you're seeing this on your other business line, Bruce, but a complete polarity right now in the marketplace. Because I think we're either seeing super high achievers excel, take this moment and opportunity to you know, conduct, you know, do the necessary personal development, give back, pay it forward, sharpen the saw on their business, on their mind, on their life set, life goals, or the other end of the spectrum, which is just withering away, you know, with boredom, with, you know, starvation, literally and figuratively. Are you kind of seeing the same thing right now?
Yeah.
So a lot going on, folks. But point being, as we now transition and we'll transition into kind of the business topics for today, use the time wisely. We all have it now. When's the last time in your life you could actually say, I have the time? I know I can't recall before this pandemic. Part of that was my own, you know, inability to look past my you know, the deception of time or what time really is and isn't. But this is a promising time to use the time effectively for yourself. So do so, right? Get your credentials, get your, you know, again, reading, feed your mind, feed your soul. Just, I think that's what this is all about. It's about, let's all, as a human population, weather the storm together. Let's all use the time to better and better ourselves. And then when we get on the other side of this storm, I think what's going to happen is we're going to shoot up as a society. I think, you know, the stock market's going to go bananas. I just think everything is going to, it's going to be, we're going to hit the trough, but then it's going to just skyrocket when we get on the other side of it. Because for months, people have been feeding their mind, feeding their souls, feeding their business in these ways that they haven't for so many years. So to that end, let's talk business for a little bit here, Bruce. COVID-19 business update. So currently, there are, that I'm aware, there's several different grants and financial relief. As I don't know if I'm, you're going to correct me here. I'm sure I'm going to mess this up. Okay. But financial relief and aid assistance programs out there federally, let's just say from the government.
Right.
There's several of them, but the two that I have that I did focus on last week that, again, we'll mention again and sort of talk through the ramifications of them this week is around the federal grant, which, again, was designed for people, I believe, that were sub $175,000 in joint or individual income, qualifying for up to $1,200. Actually, I'm sorry, there are three. Obviously, there's a number of individuals, and this is actually probably number one. There's a number of individuals right now that have been displaced in the workforce. So, obviously, unemployment claims are through the roof. They're at the highest they ever have been. And lots of people are either have or in the process of being laid off. And, you know, the government has and will provide assistance for that, obviously, for, you know, the right and select individuals that fit the profile and whatnot. So if you have been downsized, you know, either in a corporation or, you know, you are a 1099 or contractor, you run your own business, but this has impacted your business, which I don't know anyone that it hasn't impacted their business. You have every right to apply for unemployment claims. Now, the government looks at the unemployment claims candidly much different as a salaried W-2 employee that was paying into Medicare and Social Security, you know, Social Security and all that for the past couple of years than they do 1099. So if you're a business owner, I hate to break it to you, but you're probably not positioned as well as the W-2s are out there, at least from what I've read and from what I've heard. Are you seeing the same thing?
I agree.
Yeah. So I don't want to say, you know, be the bearer of bad news, but I wouldn't count on that money or wouldn't count on too much from that.
Right. Happening. You know, and you know what? This is a lesson for small business owners, and my CPA put me onto this. Before, I used to true up. I had a limited liability corporation, could file as an S corp, as a C corp. And then my CPA said, you know what? You need to be an employee of your own company and take a paycheck. So I got my own Texas Workforce Commission stuff. I got to pay. So I'm a salaried employee of my own company that I own, which kind of chaps my ass because, you know, anyway, that's another story. But thank God, because now that the crap has hit the fan, I can go to the Texas Workforce Commission because I'm a blessed and ordained employee of my own company and get unemployment. I'm not going to do that, folks. I've still got a few grains of coffee left in the, and I got a few grains of sand left in the hourglass. Now talk to me in a month and we'll see. Yeah, but before the hourglass is out and time is up. But anyway, but okay. But so let this be a lesson for you, not, you know, 1099 true ups or whatever, that you know, moving forward, you may want to be an employee of your own company. And therefore, when this happens again, and it will in 10 or so years, when we have another either virus, market correction, or attack on the United States, you'll be ready and be able to get these benefits.
Yeah, and actually, so I'll dovetail on that, because I think the tax discussion around this is actually worthwhile.
Mm-hmm.
Since the tax deadlines got pushed back, I mean, this is still relevant for a lot of people that haven't been, that haven't filed their taxes yet, or are still in the process of submitting them. But what I found going through the process, and you know, knock on wood, I actually did submit them on time for the original timeline, both my federal and state of California, for both the business and the personal taxes were filed by March 16th. You know, lo and behold, God bless. But what I found in my, you know, discussions and meetings with this CPA, exactly what Bruce was saying. And so for the first time ever, and I think it was kind of an unwritten, you know, they obviously passed a lot of laws really encouraging people to take a salary or from their business, certainly in California. It's the first year I ever did this. So I have an S Corp in California, which I'm actually in the process of, I won't say too much, but of actually dissolving and going to be transferring to a non-state income tax state like Texas. You know, a little hint, hint, nudge, nudge. If you are a small business owner, not a bad idea and not a bad time to do that. If you've been thinking about it, or if you haven't thought about it, ask yourself, is there anything that would prevent you from doing it? Because there's a lot of great states out there that you could certainly have as your primary office of operation, if you will. Obviously, legally, and making sure you're all buttoned up there. But what I found is in order to, you know, appease the IRS, the IRS, especially for the tax year 2019, they're really looking for corporations and LLCs, but mostly corporations, to have their executives take a fair, what they call a fair and reasonable salary.
That's right.
And interestingly enough, as I went through the process, because I you know, had my CPA go through two scenarios. I had him go through the scenario of, okay, what if I choose not to take a fair and reasonable salary? What would that do to my taxes? And if you don't, and you have an S Corp, or I believe a C Corp, but for sure an S Corp, you would actually pay all the taxes on the business front. Obviously, it wouldn't pass through to your personal tax, in personal tax return. Now, if you do take a fair and reasonable salary and you're an S Corp, like I was, then it basically passes through to your personal tax return. And in doing so, I saved a boatload of money this year.
Excellent.
A boatload of money that is going to help me, you know, knock on wood, pay off, you know, some credit cards and some other things. But it's a smart move, folks. So if you own a business and you don't have a CPA, first point of advice is find one. You know, there's great CPAs out there locally. I definitely recommend someone locally, or at least that you can sit down with in your 6 foot, you know, social distancing with, and ask all these questions. I personally used another tax service. I'll leave anonymous for now before that. Let's just say I didn't get that type of attention and treatment. And there's all kinds of loopholes and tax advantages that I was just not taking, you know, full advantage of. So that's point one. Make sure you have a CPA. You should anyway, because you should have someone as an authorized signer on your tax return anyway, just for additional security and protection, you know, for the IRS. The second thing is they're going to help you uncover all kinds of tax, you know, rebates and advantages for you too. So very, very helpful. Like I said, I think my tax return is going to be, you know, let's just say 5 figures this year, collective from state and federal. And it's, you know, it's a significant amount, you know, so they're going to help you uncover everything. You know, and I had a pretty strong, actually best year ever, you know, last year, but also paid in quite a bit in taxes. They'll help you uncover all those items. So make sure you're well aware of that. And on that note, right, if you're taking full advantage of all the taxes and whatnot, as a S-Corp, as a 1099, you might not need to take advantage of these unemployment benefits that, that we're talking about that are coming forth from the feds, but you might be eligible for them. So look into it regardless. But especially with the new tax laws, you probably might be partially eligible for some of these benefits. So make sure you're looking into that. So that's point one, is unemployment benefits. The second opportunity path is with the federal grant that I briefly mentioned initially, which is the, if you're under $175,000 roughly in joint household income or individual income, then you might qualify for the stimulus check, if you will. That I think is, it's $1,200 for an individual. I think it's up to $2,400 for the household, right? Do I have that right?
I think so.
Something like that. So again, it's not a lot, but it might help you with something for a month, right? And every little bit counts right now, folks. That's the thing. I say this is a perfect time to also go and turn over all unturned stones, right? I have found myself, I put on the hat, you know, a couple weeks ago of a collection, you know, a collection agency, right? Imagine yourself as your own boss at your own collection agency. And I'm not talking about going and hitting up all your friends and family necessarily, although maybe you do. But I'm talking about, like, you know, what are some things out there that you spent money on that might be able to be refunded, right? Like, I had a, personally, I had a ticket for a conference that I was supposed to attend that obviously no one's doing any conferences right now, right? And, you know, that's $2,500, you know, back right there. We're obviously talking about some of the federal grants and whatnot. So just really, you got to go through all your expenses and all your past expenses with a fine-tooth comb, because there might be something else out there. So again, point two, though, is the federal grant there. And then the third one, and this is probably the most impactful one, I would say, for most small business owners out there, which I know most of our audience and listeners are, that's the SBA disaster relief, what they're calling a forgivable loan. And that one is for up to $10,000 of forgivable loan relief. They're currently accepting applications through, I believe it's September, although I think they're going to fill up in the like first month, I would guess. But they claim that once the applications are received and they've been reviewed, if you are approved, they will pay that out within like a week. So there's supposedly a fast turnaround on it. $10,000 of free money, people, free money, meaning a forgivable loan means you don't have to pay it back. It's not mandatory you pay it back. And in fact, I don't think the government's expecting you to pay it back. But there are stipulations, pretty strict stipulations around what the money is to be earmarked and used for. I don't know how they're going to manage that all yet. I don't think anyone really does as to you know, account reconciliation and expense reconciliation to ensure that the money is being used properly. But it's not for alcohol.
Right.
It's not for drugs. It's not for steroids. It's not for unnecessary recreational expenses. Sorry.
Right.
It's for true business expenses. These could actually be related to your rent, right? Especially if you're someone that uses part of your all or part of your home, the home office. That's definitely, you know, would be considered qualified.
Right,
under the rules that they have set forth. It can include T&E expenses, although I know no one's really doing any traveling right now, but it could. It can include web service. Think about web service expenses. That's a category I use in Quicken, but that's pretty much all your domains, all your website stuff, all your email stuff, right? All that can be qualified. Even your internet expense could likely be qualified if you run a, you know, home office or home-based internet business. What else am I forgetting? Web services. I mean, obviously, even mobile phone.
Right.
Mobile phone, you know, definitely would qualify. Home. Mileage, you know, certainly. If you, you know, we still do have to go here and there. You know, mileage would certainly qualify. So, again, though, $10,000 free money. If you're not applying for that, if you're listening to this call and you own your own business and you haven't applied for that, I want you to go to SBA.gov right now. at least just bookmark it when you have a second, you know, because especially if you're driving or whatnot, or set a reminder in your phone. Go to SBA.gov, set a reminder in your phone, take care of that today. Because I do think they are using a priority-based application process, meaning those who apply first are going to get, you know, essentially priority status on how they're reviewed and all that, versus, hey, if you wait another month, I don't know that they're going to have any more application spots left available.
So, right. Yeah, jump on it now.
So those are the three programs. Make sure you're on top of it. If you haven't explored those programs, do so today, folks. Because everything is you got to remember, the government is doing their best to help out in a challenging time, but the numbers don't quite add up. You know, there's not going to be enough stimulus funding to support every single person and every single business person out there. And, you know, early mover advantage will definitely take shape here as far as the applications go. So make sure you're on the front end of this.
Absolutely.
All right. Moving along here. As we kind of round things out and bring things home for today's call with everyone, I want to talk about, Bruce, dealing with turbulent times, right? We talked a little bit about it at the front part of the call personally. Let's focus for a couple minutes, our remaining couple minutes here, last, I don't know, 6-8 minutes here, on dealing with the turbulent times from a business perspective. So can you maybe just take a couple minutes and just, and because actually you're a shining star right now, I would say. You know, you have in particular one business, and maybe you can spend a couple minutes talking about it, that's just actually going bananas right now.
Right.
Now, part of it, I think, is circumstantial, because it's kind of like the right time, right business, right, you know, reason. But maybe I know you've done some other things leading up to this and during this time that have resulted in that success you've had. So can you just take a couple minutes and tell our listeners, you know, what you're doing to stay ahead of the turbulent time?
Yeah, with, you know, in as a consultant, luckily I hold a license that makes me essential. So I'm in this during this time of quarantine, because I'm a licensed professional counselor, I'm considered essential. I do have a lot of criminal clients and they need to be checked on. And so that is considered essential under public health and public safety. Therefore, they are continuing to come in and pay for services. Should they become infected, then they still need to check in by using a phone platform and electronic things. One of the things I did is I joined Venmo. I didn't have a Venmo.
Oh,
nice. I am now Venmo. Yeah, you're man. Venmo. I am Venmo. So I'm PayPal and Venmo, and man, oh man, and every week it creeps up. It's a significant, like 10 to 15% each week of my revenue is shuttled into my business account through Venmo players or practitioners or subscribers. So one was trying to take things that are kind of bulletproof in terms of, you know, criminal justice clients and those things. I have another revenue stream that deals, as y'all know, with federal prison clients. Well, we're able to assist federal inmates that are vulnerable to getting COVID virus, get home detention in lieu of prison, particularly if they were nearing the end of their prison sentence or if they're on pretrial capacity waiting for sentencing. We can get them possibly help them and their attorneys get home detention, which is a great thing. It's a great thing for the customer because they're living at home. It's a great thing for society because they're not in an infested place. And so there are places in Louisiana and Ohio and other places that are really infested with COVID-19. So, you know, this helps the government avoid, you know, tort loss. The ACLU just filed some sort of a lawsuit against the federal system in Louisiana. So again, this will help, but also helps me because of my expertise, understanding how compassionate release and furloughs operate from a federal law perspective. So thank you, Jesus. What seemed like it was useless information when I retired is now I'm able to monetize that and bring that forth into the market. So I created a Facebook group that is averaging over 200 people. I think I have 235 people joined this week. So really exponential growth there. As in 7 days ago. In the last 7 days, I've racked up 231 followers. And so, and they're calling and texting, and what can I do to help my loved one? And we're kind of triaging the response now. So So once again, you know, here's an opportunity to where I've kind of been nimble and I've pivoted into, you know, cases that it's just like if I had a restaurant and I pivoted from menu service to go service, you know, like Christina's down the street, man, get your Mexican food, a gallon jug of margaritas. I mean, dude, they set up a tent. It looked like a funeral procession. I never saw so many cars. I thought it was the Michael Jackson funeral. So, I mean, there were so many people out there. Yeah. So that's a good pivot. Those businesses are staying viable. And also, so yeah, man, it's really interesting because you start to think with that fight or flight, dogs and cats survival, like, okay, what can I do? What can I do to do this? What can I do to keep the lights on? What can I do to keep revenue coming in so I don't have to tap on my savings, you know? So yeah, it's an interesting time. So anyway, it's a little bit about what's going on here, but, and you know, this is one of those, another thing I'll say is, people have given me a hard time, like, oh, you're a jack of all trades, master of none. Well, guess who's still above the waterline, folks, because of that, you know, because I had three revenue streams, because I have savings, and because I did my diligence with the internet and platforms and backlinks. Yeah, now who's, you know, now who's laughing, you know what I mean? So, and I was true to myself, you know, I was true to myself. I started these revenue streams. I got my coaching certificate. People laughed at me. Oh, you're a coach. Oh, what does that mean? Well, guess what, folks? It means that people are still getting paid and people are getting very vital services. Anyway, this isn't a time to go high school prom on anybody, but second chance prom on it. But anyway, but that's my take on it. That's what's going on here. So you want to help lead us out. And dovetail and lead us out.
And then we'll bring it home. You know, so for my perspective, similar to Bruce, I had several, you know, do still have several lines of business. And so what it's allowed me to do is to properly assess, analyze, and evaluate every one of my lines of business. See which ones are still currently serving me. And the ones that are, and by the way, this isn't just straight profitability, by the way. Some, you know, with some of the decisions, it is based on profitability, but sometimes it's based on future
survival.
Yeah, survival. Right? No, but sometimes it's based on a future forecast, right? Like, I'll be honest, you know, one of the lines of future business, it's not even a business line yet, but is you know, my keynote speaking services, right? And I'm you know, so I'm putting a goal out there. It's more than a goal. It's a must. This is what will happen is you will see Justin Nimmergood, you know, speaking regularly, you know, and getting paid for it, right? It's something that's always been a gift of mine. It's something that I thoroughly enjoy. And I'm going to monetize it versus there's some other lines of business, I'll be honest, that haven't served me as well, that I'm either dissolving and formally shutting down, or I'm minimizing the amount of time that I'm investing with them right now. And then there's others that I'm reigniting or revitalizing. Case in point, I was telling Bruce before the show, you know, is I actually have my real estate license. I'm a realtor in California, and I'm actually revitalizing or in the process of renewing that, and then going to actually, now that I'm here in Texas, get the Texas license
there
too. Why not?
Absolutely.
Why not?
Absolutely.
Dual state license. And by the way, actually I'm tri-licensed because I technically have my home improvement license as well, which I
really?
Just renewed.
Wow.
I do
not know that.
So I do.
Awesome.
So point being, similar to Bruce, stay true to yourself. It's not bad to have multiple lines of business. Actually, it's a good thing. But what I would tell you is don't have multiple lines of business just for the sake of having multiple lines
of
business.
That's true.
You know, if it's not serving you, if it's not serving you either in a current or future capacity and with a clear path to success, then just scrap it. Just scrap it. It's time to scrap it because right now, that's effort and time wasted. Effort and time wasted.
Right.
So that's what I've been up to on the business front, making major, major moves all over the place. Folks, we really appreciate you staying tuned in with us. We're going to be making some further changes with the platform and with the podcast over the coming weeks, which we would love your feedback on. I think even by the end of the month, we're gonna give it a shot with a Zoom session actually.
So, oh, okay.
that's coming. Bruce didn't know that. I just told him that on the spot.
No, we need to do that. We got to do it.
But these are the things that are coming forth because, like anything, this podcast,
staying relevant,
you know, and connecting with people more, right? And if some people like the visual.
Oh, that's what it is. I get it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you definitely want to do the Zoom thing. Justin is easy on the eyes. So you
that. Thank you.
All right.
I'm honored.
Okay.
All right, Bruce, why don't you bring us home here?
All right, folks, thanks for listening to the Concierge Coaches Show on LA Talk Radio, COVID-19 edition again. Please be with us next week. Do we have a guest? We'll have another great surprise for you here on the show next week. We can be reached on our social media platforms, Concierge Coaches, The Concierge Coaches on Instagram. We have a Facebook page. See us on Apple Podcasts. All our shows are archived there for your convenience, and they're free for you to download at any time, day or night. I can be reached at conciergecoach.net. And Justin, how can folks reach you?
You can reach me at nimmergood.com. So just my last name.com. Thanks for joining us, everyone.
And we'll see you here next week on the Concierge Coaches Show, LA Talk Radio. Have a blessed week, everybody. Stay safe and be well.
You're listening to the Concierge Coaches Show with Bruce Cameron and Justin Nimmergood, only on LA Talk Radio.